Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 164 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about things to do in October.
Okay. A lot of things, actually.
Who knew there was so much to do?
Mm-hmm.
I think Haunt Cub is going to like this episode.
Hmm. Yeah. Probably. Okay, you want to go first?
Go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You probably won't believe this. I've never seen that movie.
Me neither.
I have no interest in seeing it either. I don't know why. It's a cult classic and stuff like that, but
That's probably why.
Yeah. It doesn't interest me. It seems like a very bizarre, weird movie.
I've seen little bits and pieces of it.
But
never, and certainly never gone to the movie to throw toast and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never, and I never showed any interest in doing it either, so. Hmm. Okay.
I guess we're not thespians.
No, never claimed to be either. Watch football.
Another thing that you never do.
Do it every Saturday and Sunday, in October. What are you talking about? So that's a hint. I know you don't. Well, you watch it because I'm watching it. No, you don't watch it, but you hear it.
I would have to, starting in August, stick my fingers in my ear and go la 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 for 6 months to not hear any football.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's one of my favorite things to do, so.
Tailgate party.
Been there, done that?
Never. Never been to one.
Never going to go to one either. So, they're fun.
It sounds like a good way to get food poisoning.
You run that risk anytime you go and get food outside in public, I mean. But they're fun. When I was younger, they were fun, but, yeah, it doesn't interest me anymore. I'm much happier watching football at home, you know, the comfort of my own house instead of going to a stadium and stuff like that, sitting down in the climate. So, but they're fun. They can be a lot of fun, so.
Play flag football.
Flag or touch football. Did that as a kid also, quite a bit. Played flag football in college and then touch football growing up as a kid, so.
I'm pretty sure I've told this story on this podcast before.
What?
About flag football.
I don't know.
In grade school, parochial school, they played flag football. And they only you wear these belts with, like, Velcro flags that hang from them. And instead of tackling somebody, you pull the flag. Well, they didn't have enough of those. And so the coach said to me, it's okay, you don't have to wear one because nobody's going to pick you anyway.
That's nice. That could damage an ego. Wow. Scare attraction.
Scare attraction. The next one is haunted attraction.
So
there is a difference between them.
Okay.
There are haunted attractions like the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas. It's a haunted house that they say actually has ghosts. A scare attraction is when you go to the local scare attraction and you pay money and you go through like a maze and they
like
have
the
actors
that they have down,
try to scare you.
Like the haunted island that they have down at the park. Can't think of the name of the park.
That is something I would like to go, but I would have to go by myself.
Why?
Because we can't afford all the lawsuits of you punching out all the actors.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Yeah, I like being scared, but not like that. So, and then not even as I get older. I don't, like right now, there's a show on Netflix called Monster, the Ed Gein story. And I want to watch it, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it. It's too...
And then you complain that you can't sleep at night.
Yeah. So, but I used to love horror stuff, though, but not anymore.
Have you been to one before?
Uh-uh.
I have, when my sister and I used to do babysitting for the neighborhood kids, we took them all to... And it wasn't very interesting for us because apparently when you have a bunch of kids, they send somebody out in advance to tell all the actors to tone it down. And that's what they did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Photograph spooky cemeteries, bare trees, long shadows, full moon, creepy dolls.
Nope.
I have to put every one of those on my checklist.
Yeah, never. That's not my thing either. You know, photography is your thing.
Why is that?
Just never got into it. Really? So.
Well, they have competitions, and you love competition.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just never really got into it. Never been a photographer or anything like that. I'm more used to sketch and stuff like that, so. That was my kind of artsy type thing.
And we saw plenty of that at the fair.
Yeah.
I thought the photography was interesting. You thought the art was interesting.
Carve a pumpkin.
Isn't that called a jack-o'-lantern?
That's what it turns into when you carve it, yeah. I think I did that as a kid. I haven't done it as an adult.
I probably have as an adult. Kuma had lots of pagan friends. It's such a slimy, icky...
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm not a fan of doing it just for no reason.
Yeah.
Maybe if there was a contest or we... Some of the art is really elaborate. They give lessons on doing those.
Yeah.
So I might do that, but just to do one, no.
Yeah.
Giant pumpkin contest.
The only time I've seen that is at State Fair.
Yeah, me too. And most of those, I mean, they're as big as cars. They've all been force-fed fluid.
Fluids, they were talking about, they had a thing on the news this morning about how they do it. How they pick out certain seeds from, like, certain lineages, and then they pump them full of water, like gallons of water a day, and they'll actually clear the pumpkin patch so that pumpkin gets all the nutrients.
And then what do you do with it?
I don't know. Take it to the state fair. They were just joking about it on the news and how like the story, but like they'll feed it with sugar, like they just all sorts of vitamins and stuff like that to get it huge. It seems like a waste of time.
Any hobby, I guess.
Yeah. Ghost tour, ghost hunt.
We have done that.
It's fun.
Guess that's all we're going to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, costume contest.
Costume contest. I've been to a few of those, more when I was younger.
Okay.
Although, back to the pagans, Halloween is their Christmas, really. I went to a costume contest at a pagan house, and I wore a sombrero and a pair of fly wings, giant fly wings. And my costume was Spanish fly.
That's cute. Did you win?
No, I don't think so. No, the gory costumes, they're the ones that win.
Okay.
Pumpkin chunking.
No idea what, is that just throwing pumpkins?
Pumpkin chucking is a huge, it's like an industry. That's what they can do with those giant pumpkins when they're done with them.
What is it?
Do you know what a trebuchet is?
Yeah.
It's sort of like a catapult, but different. They put pumpkins in them and see how far they can throw them.
Okay. Seems odd.
It's an entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've never heard of it. You weren't corn-fed.
No.
Make candy or caramel apples.
Never did that. being a diabetic since I was 12 years old, we didn't do much with sweets.
Good way to lose fillings.
Yeah.
Especially those candy apple. I've never had one in my entire life.
Really? I think I might have had one when I was a long time ago, but like you said, they're sloppy, they're a pain in the butt to eat. So.
And I've had a mustache practically since I was born. That would be a huge mess.
Carve shrunken apple heads.
You do this every day, don't you?
No, I've never even known people did this. Seems odd. There's a lot of odd things on this list so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a carver, not even in Boy Scouts.
Kind of.
They do look pretty gross when they dry out, though.
Oh, do they?
Visiting historic graveyards.
Never did that.
There's a couple of them in town.
Okay.
Maple Grove and Highland Cemetery.
Okay.
You've probably driven by, but you've probably never been in either one of them.
No.
Unless there was a funeral or something.
Yeah, I don't think I have. Well, there's one like there over by WSU, isn't there?
They're both of them at the campus, yes.
Visiting, okay, carnivals.
Carnival. We almost went to a paranormal carnival thing until I started looking at it on YouTube and decided it was incredibly stupid and not worth the money to go to see.
Yeah.
They're probably going to love us for this.
And giving it bad reviews.
Well, I can't really give it a bad review because we didn't go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed to me like, I don't know, college level entertainment. So if you've watched like America's Got Talent, you'd be real disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, I heard good things about that thing too. But it's a shame that it didn't look that interesting, so.
Especially for the price.
Yeah. Horror movie marathon.
Oh, we do that every day.
Live our lives? Yeah.
Every time I read the paper.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially the way this government's running right now. Or not running.
And I never really liked horror movies, so that's more your thing.
Yeah.
Not sure why you're really into that.
I'm just interesting, I don't know. So, it's like I couldn't sleep the other night and watched Sixth Sense for the...
Oh, that would definitely put you to sleep.
It doesn't scare me. Sixth Sense doesn't scare me. It's more of a...
It's not spooky till the end.
No. Hmm. So...
Spoiler alert.
Well, if someone hasn't seen it by now, then...
UFO watching.
Never done that.
I don't think I've ever done it on purpose. But I did do a lot of camping as a Boy Scout. And I do remember one time that we had a campfire in a clearing and we did not see any lights. What we saw was an absence of stars that almost filled the entire sky. And you could see whatever this dark thing was floating overhead. You could see the stars winking out as it went by. But we never saw light.
That's crazy. That's interesting.
Sort of an anti-UFO, I guess.
Get your palm read or tarot card reading. Never
done
them.
Think I've done... Maybe I've watched a live tarot card reading. I know Kuma had some tarot cards. I suppose it'd be entertaining, as long as you realized it was entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, some people take that stuff real seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not Nancy Reagan.
No.
Food truck events.
Never done it.
Yes, at the Kansas Aviation Museum a while back, we went to, and they had food trucks.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I think it was the first time we ever bought anything. I couldn't eat.
I had something.
Did you like it?
Some sort of empanada or something. It was good. It wasn't worth the price.
We had trouble finding a place to sit down. It was so windy that day.
Yeah.
Corn maze.
Never done it.
Never done it either, but that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. Pumpkin patches.
Anybody who thinks a pumpkin patch is fun has never had to work in one.
You've worked in one?
My grandparents had a farm.
Oh, okay.
Pumpkins are an interesting crop.
How do you mean?
You plant them in the spring, and you put out irrigation pipe, and when it gets dry, you turn the irrigation on, and they have these huge leaves that will choke out any kind of weed or any other plants or whatever, so you don't have to do anything except watch them grow.
Hmm.
And then in the fall, you go wandering out and whack the leaves down, and you cut the stems off and haul them, carry them to the truck and haul them out of the field.
Hmm.
That's the hard part. They're heavy.
They're heavy, yeah. Jack-o'-lantern walk.
Did we go on that at Botanica last year? I know we went to the Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a big Halloween thing, too, and I don't think we've ever gone.
No, I don't remember.
Plan a Halloween party.
Never planned one, been to them, though.
Never planned one either, I don't think.
Been to quite a few.
I'm trying. I think the Star Trek Club had one every year.
Well, you probably went to some with Kuma, I mean.
Oh, yeah. The Spanish fly costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bob for apples.
Never done it.
It sounds to me like a good way to lose a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like fun. Just dip your head in water.
Especially people that other people have dipped their heads in and put their mouth in.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. Headless Horseman Ride-By.
Never done that.
They have that at Cowtown in the fall.
Okay.
The costume is pretty interesting. It's a big, tall costume, and it's obviously, the guy riding the horse has obviously got no head. And it's such a big costume, they actually look out through the chest of the costume.
Hmm.
It's got like a dark mask that they can see out of. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Scarecrow contest.
Never been.
I believe my family has done that many years.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think we ever won.
Hmm. People get serious about this stuff, too.
You can, yeah.
Observe a sunset swarm of bats. Never done that,
but God, that sounds interesting.
That'd be neat. I know they have one down in Austin. It's huge.
It's huge.
That's huge. So.
Like a million bats every night.
Yeah. Bats I find interesting.
Well, they probably find you interesting too.
Hmm.
Hay rides.
Never been.
Oh, I have. I got pinched on the ass really bad on one of those once.
Hmm.
I sat right next to the column where the support for, and it wiggled back and forth. It went over a rut or something and pinched my ass in, and I had a red blister, blood blister for weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have much fun that day.
I bet. Pumpkin pie tasting.
Yuck.
You don't like pumpkin pie?
Nope.
Really? I like pumpkin pie, but I've never done a tasting.
Makes me gassy.
I know you've done this one. Press and preserve autumn leaves.
There's right there in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
On the wall.
Yep.
The trick there is to laminate them, otherwise the bugs come out.
Okay.
Pumpkin regatta.
I've heard of them, seen them on TV shows, stuff like
I've
that.
I've never even heard of it. What is it?
It's a pumpkin. You get a big, big pump, like those huge pumpkins, and you carve it out, and you make it into like a boat. And people race in them. Kind of like how they have tub racing.
Sounds slimy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't think I'd be interested in doing that or being in one.
No.
Or even watching one.
No, it's not fun.
Trick or treat.
Done that.
You have? Last year, didn't you?
No. Silly.
Goodness. Where were we?
Leaf peeping drive.
Leaf peeping drive. Have we done? We've done this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think we went to, is it called Red Rock Canyon?
Something like that.
looks like the mesas from the
Arizona or something
from the Roadrunner cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The most of the trees around here are elm trees, and when the leaves just fall off, they don't really turn pretty colors.
Yeah.
Scavenger hunt?
Yeah. I did that. I've done those. We had to do them for the fraternity all the time.
Oh, is a hazing thing?
Yeah.
I have done that once. It really wasn't very challenging, so it wasn't much fun.
Hmm. Yeah, we had to get all sorts of crap. No, just to make things difficult. So.
Like the Ten Commandments from Cecil B. DeVille's movie.
No, nothing like that. But yeah, it was just random stuff.
Where are we?
Bigfoot Conference.
Bigfoot Conference. Never been to one. I think I would go to one if there was one around here somewhere, but I don't think there are any.
Hmm.
In Kansas, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Bigfoot.
Not wooded enough.
Mm-hmm. Too flat.
Mm-hmm.
Too arid. State Fair.
Did that this year.
And last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, last year was like the first time ever you'd been to one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You must have been disappointed because you went back again.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, it's interesting. Something to do.
Except you didn't get the jersey that you wanted and that you saw the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
Light candles at night.
Not with three cats in the house.
You light candles all the time.
Yeah, but I don't put them in the windows and stuff like that. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh. Okay. See, I don't think that's a fall thing. That's just...
Hmm.
When you light a really smelly fart, then you go light some scented candles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have those every night. Do hand shadow shapes on the wall at night?
No.
Maybe when I was 5.
Yeah.
Also doesn't seem like a fall thing.
No. This is redundant. Scary Film Festival.
Yep. So we've covered that.
Yeah.
We're trying to get through this to get back to football, right?
No, we have a really long list. I mean, you have like 300 things on this list.
Tell scary stories around a campfire.
I probably did that as a kid. I can't recall.
You went to campfires as a kid?
No, we would
did
have...
Did you go to summer camp?
No, we had campfires like on the beach and stuff like that.
Oh. Well, Cracker Barrel was almost required at every camp out.
Okay.
Harvest Festival.
No, not growing up where I grew up.
For a while, my mother worked at the Chamber of Commerce at a bedroom community nearby, and they have a fall festival every year, and I would help out.
Hmm.
Lots and lots of work.
Well, I bet. Yeah.
And you have to plan that, like, 6 months in advance.
Okay. So, a lot of work.
Lots of work, yeah. Cook chili, cornbread, donuts, stew, acorn squash, hot cocoa, spiced cider, apple, and pumpkin pie.
I've done a lot of that.
Do we have to do it all at once?
No. That'd be a lot of food. A whole lot of food. But no, we cook chili.
Yeah, every fall, when it first starts to get cold, we usually... cook chili.
Yeah.
And don't we usually have cider and donuts sometime too?
Yeah, I think so.
Important to have these traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are on the list. Well, sort of like this. Okay. Escape room.
Never done one.
Never done one either, and I don't know that I'm really interested in that either.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting, but not the top of my list.
I'm not a Sherlock Holmes fan.
Yeah.
Art walk. I think we've done this many times.
Okay.
The farm and art market.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sci-fi convention? Yeah, you've been to those.
Not a fall thing.
Really? That seems like it could be anything.
Yeah, those are all year long.
Yeah, same thing. Cosplay event?
Yeah, that's part of this convention usually. I haven't seen a whole lot of that. The course, the sci-fi conventions I went to was like 20 years ago, so things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Wine tasting.
I've done this before.
Don't really care for wine. And, yeah. And we don't drink.
Yeah.
I think I've been to a couple of bear events that were, they had excursions at the winery, and I kind of browsed around the gift shop, and that was all I did.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like wine. Attend a bonfire.
Done that.
I think my high school had a bonfire every year, but I never went.
Hmm.
I didn't like those people.
Yeah, we used to have them on the beach all the time, so.
Oh, well, no, this is a different thing.
Okay.
A bonfire is a stack of wood that's like 10 foot tall.
Yeah, we used to do that on the beach.
Oh, okay. Cow chip throwing contest.
That's a Midwestern.
I'm sure they did that in New Jersey every day.
No. Nope. Wife carrying contest?
Not the kind of thing I'm interested in seeing.
No.
But the next one, Lumberjack Festival. Now, that sounds interesting to me.
I bet. Wonder what they do with those. Probably a bunch of different contests.
Maybe they carry lumberjacks on their back.
Yeah.
I've never turned down an opportunity to ride a lumberjack.
You're silly. Chili cook-off. I've been to a few of them.
The company I work for has several every fall.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, it's like a contest of who can make the hottest chili, and I don't really like flaming hot chili. I like pretty mild chili.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't usually sign up for a tasting kit.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to a few. The bar that I used to go to quite a bit had a cook-off every year. It was pretty fun.
Hmm. Well, that was probably to sell beer.
Well, it's pretty serious. I mean, you win quite a bit of money and...
And I bet the bar sells a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest, speaking of beer.
I don't think I've ever been to an Oktoberfest.
Never either, but I don't like beer either.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been to Oktoberfest at some bar, and Whiskey Dicks they have Oktoberfest.
Are they giving us an ad for this?
No.
Are we going to get a sponsorship from them?
No.
No, I've never been to Oktoberfest.
Hmm.
Outdoor Film Festival. I think I've done that before.
Okay.
Maybe it was one of the pagan things at a park. The Exploration Place downtown does it, like, every summer.
Okay.
They put up some kind of a screen, and they have a projector and whatever. It's not the same as a drive-in movie. You spread out blankets and you sit on the grass. And
okay.
Antiquing.
No. Antiquing's like garage selling to me. It's
and there's some people that are so serious about it that it's just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not my thing. Now we have, there's some places, you know, where they rent out stalls and people...
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone to a few of those.
Antique malls and stuff like that.
It's not a pastime that we do. You know, we're not passionate about it.
No, it was more something to kill time.
Yeah, yeah, for free.
Mm-hmm. Flea market.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And that's a indoor garage sale.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, I don't think necessarily a fall thing either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of these are all year round things.
A full moon event.
No.
You've never hung around any pagans?
No.
No. Some of those are quite interesting.
I bet.
Hmm. Kind of like going to the Renaissance Festival.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine then.
Or, what's that thing in the spring? May Day?
Oh, okay.
Where they do the maypole. Yeah, but in the fall.
Okay. Dia de los Muertos.
I know what it is, but I've never been to one.
I've never been to one either.
Maybe if we knew a Mexican family, we'd be invited, but I don't know. Sounds interesting, but I've just never...
Yeah, it's not something we're affiliated with, so...
Yeah, Yeah. Gather acorns, fall leaves, driftwood, pine cones, and make crafts.
Never done that. Well, fall leaves you've done, but yeah, I've never collected. I'm not a squirrel. So.
And, I don't know. Am I a crafty person? I don't. I do a few things like that, but not every day.
Yeah.
Apple picking.
Never done it.
Sounds like work to me.
Yeah. Why do apple picking when they do it at the grocery store for you? Right? So.
Zombie walk.
Nope.
That's something I've never heard of before, but it's obvious by the name exactly what it is.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either, so.
I don't know of any around here, but if there was one, it sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's something for some kind of entrepreneurial person around here to do. I guess you could make that a costume contest, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Never been to one.
I've seen a few. The River Festival used to have them, but there's always so much wind here in Kansas that it's just not safe to do them.
Okay. I know they have one in New Mexico every year.
Are we going?
No. I mean, it's a huge one. It's all, like, hundreds of them. So it's on in Albuquerque, I think. They had it on the news the other day.
Sounds interesting. So that is a fall thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Urban exploration photography.
Never heard of it.
I've done this, and I think you've gone with me.
Okay. You just take...
Remember when we went downtown and took pictures of the statues?
Okay.
That's what that is.
Okay.
Not necessarily a fall thing.
Yeah.
In fact, in the fall, it's probably getting too cold to do that. Go camping.
As a kid, I've been camping a few times. You camped a lot. Camping's not my thing. I don't find the joy.
My Boy Scout troop, one of their requirements was they had to camp every month, no matter how hot, how cold, snow, rain. And, you know, that pretty much just ruins you for camping.
Oh, okay.
And these days, unless I could plug in my CPAP machine, I don't think I want to go. Rake leaves and jump in the pile.
Nope.
Maybe when I was 5. Sounds like a good way to get ticks.
Yeah. Cook with the crock pot.
Not a fall thing.
That's a year-long thing.
Although we usually cook the chili in the crock pot. Although, haven't I used a pressure cooker the last couple of times?
Yeah.
Where were we? Weenie roast.
Never, no.
No?
Like never a campfire?
Never roasted your weenie?
No. You?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Of course, you won't eat hot dogs. Unless they're the bougie kind of hot dogs. Yeah. Nighttime walk.
That's an all-year thing.
And in the fall, I think it's getting too cold for that.
Yeah.
I just went on a nighttime walk just a few days ago. Maybe a week ago. And I walked over the overpass, and the earbud fell out of my ear, and I saw it go bounce, bounce, and right down onto the highway.
Yeah.
It's probably still there right now.
Probably in a million pieces. Okay, yard sailing.
Yard sailing. I want to know, this is something that I've thought about. I want to know what kind of boat you use to go yard sailing.
That's funny. Yeah, that's another thing. It's like rod sailing. It's, isn't it New York sailing the same thing?
If you want to buy other people's camp.
Yeah.
Now, my sister, she had a great idea on this. She loves the yard sales. And she would find a yard sale where somebody wanted to get rid of their Christmas junk. And she would buy it all, pennies on the dollar, and then in the fall, she would make wreaths and take them to the shows, the Christmas shows, and make a fortune.
Yeah. It's smart.
Off of stuff that people pretty much gave to her.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have the will to do it and the knack to be artsy to do stuff like that, though.
If it was anything other than reeds.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody could do that.
Yeah. Knit or crochet a sweater.
Sounds like work.
Yep, a lot of work.
I don't think I have.
And they look like homemade clothes.
Yeah, they do.
No matter what, I don't care. It looks like homemade clothes. So it's, no, I don't need, yeah. So there's a woman I work with that her mom knits and crochets stuff. She comes back from visiting her in Oklahoma after going garage. She goes to this like 20-mile garage sale every fall. Mm-hmm. But she brings back this stuff there. She's like, look how cool it is. I'm like, it looks like your mom made it. I'm like,
not even worthy of an ugly Christmas sweater contest.
But that's what they all look like. They all look like. And I mean, apparently it's very good therapy. Like, people use it as calming to knit and crochet and stuff, but I don't know. I wouldn't have the patience for it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. There's football to watch.
You could do that while you're watching football.
Yeah, and I'd have bloodied fingers.
Why is there a stitch missing there? Well, because that's when they made the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Start a jigsaw puzzle.
That's an any time of year thing.
And we've done that a couple of times, and it's just boring.
Yeah.
Just so boring.
Yeah. Go horseback riding.
Haven't done that since I was a child.
Never done it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should have saddle sores once in their life.
Hmm.
Roast marshmallows or make s'mores?
Did that as a kid.
But you didn't have a weenie roast.
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
Nope.
Canned pickles and jams?
Nope.
Work?
Yeah.
Lots of work. Stink up the house. And nope. Roast pumpkin seeds.
Never done that.
Sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. They kind of like pumpkin seeds to roast them.
And I can't say that I ever have because it sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't eat sunflower seeds either. It's just too much work.
Yeah.
Too much work for a little bitty tiny bit of protein. And if I want to go to a whole lot of work to get a teeny little bit of protein, I think I'll put something else in my mouth.
You're terrible.
Play card games and board games.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Back when I was 5.
Yeah.
It's boring. Boring, boring, boring.
10 farmers market.
We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do it again.
Yeah. Outdoor brunch.
I've never heard of anything like that. No. It's hard to find a brunch in town of any kind.
Yeah.
Let alone an outdoor one.
Yeah, you're right.
Sounds like a good way to get botulism.
Mm-hmm.
Participate in a potluck dinner.
We've done that.
Not a fall thing.
No. We used to do them at work.
That's every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open the windows.
Yeah.
If you don't have a neighbor that smokes.
Yeah.
Not going to say any more about that.
Nope.
Perfect the hot toddy.
Yeah, I normally have a hot toddy if you don't feel well. You know what
I don't
hot toddy
think
is?
I've ever had one.
Yeah, I don't see you ever.
I know what it is, okay. But no, never had one. No, not a drinking person.
Nope.
Make a blanket forced.
Did that as a kid.
Yeah, back when I was 5.
Yeah. Add 10 new books to your must-read list.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I used to be more of an avid reader, but I don't read much anymore. Just, like you said, don't have time for it. If you get me sitting down and reading a book, I'm going to fall asleep.
And there's too much short-form entertainment now that you do have time for.
Yeah. Sheep Festival. But
The listeners can't see the look on my face.
That's funny. I guess sheep festivals are when you go shear the sheep.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's gotta be, yeah. What were you thinking it was? I don't even want to know.
You weren't raised around farms. Mm-mm. You don't know the reputation about sheep. Mm-hmm. Guess we'll move on.
Okay. Is that the end of the list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a joke for us this week?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a witch that lives at the beach?
I don't know.
A sandwich.
That's cute. That's cute.
What's a witch's favorite subject in school?
No idea.
Spelling.
There you go.
What was the serial killer's trial defense?
No idea.
It was an accident.
There you go.
Why did the ghost go to the bar?
To get a drink.
Close. For the booze.
For the booze, there you go. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
Why?
Because they'd be a foot. Good, I got you once. Alright.
This is episode, I don't know what, 164 of the Bear and Kerr podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kerr.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kerr podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.